Well, good evening, gentlemen. Solo Man here. And I see the media is pushing the product as usual. And the product is Femons, isn't it? How great and wonderful they are. Of course, because they're all empowered now, you see, they can do anything. And they do it very well. Far better than men can do it. Well, that's the push, isn't it? And that's been the push for quite a few years. Well, I don't know if you have a product that's very good and reliable and reasonably priced and does what exactly they tell you it did, then people will buy it and they'll keep on buying it, so there's no need to advertise anymore. But that isn't happening with the product called Femons, is it? Because what they didn't tell you, there's loads of flaws in this product and it doesn't actually do what it says on the tin. And that's why they have to keep on advertising and advertising. Then when somebody starts yelling about a faulty product, they silence it as best they can. And of course, then they get the product itself making videos showing how faulty the product is. The truth of the fact is that Femons are quite superficial and they're very erratic. You see, to me, Femons are kind of like bicycles. If you want to take a short journey down to the store or even to the pub, you could take the bicycle. But if you want to go a longer distance, you're better off taking something else. Something that's far more reliable. If you'll notice, for the last few years, the advertising has got, well, way out of hand about Femons. They've got louder and louder. And that's because they're failing more and more. And I guess for some reason, none of us are supposed to notice that. For instance, the Femons in the fire brigade industry. Oh, sure, they take some pictures of themselves in the uniform. And some of them don't look too bad. But then take the cameras away, and that Femon now has to do that job day in, day out. Then the proof is in the pudding. Then hardly any of them can hold a candle to what a man can do. And, of course, there's a lot of Femons in powerful positions, CEOs, and a company that's been profitable for many, many years, all of a sudden starts having issues and has stopped being profitable and is losing stock. Then you find out there's been a Femon CEO there for a couple of years. Of course, we're not supposed to put two and two together and get four. And that scenario is happening everywhere. You know, I'm beginning to think that it's false advertising, don't you think? I think they're trying to sell us a faulty product. And I, for one, ain't buying. Remember that sort of boss lady who started a company with all Femons? Think it lasted about a year or two, I'm not sure. And they interviewed the boss lady and she said she'd never hire a Femon again after a company completely failed. Or how about the survival one where the islands were as the Femons against the males? And the Femons failed miserably. Of course, they try to bury them sort of stories, don't they? But that's the real good advertising right there. Us guys all know those sort of makes of cars and years where everybody knew the motor was kind of iffy and faulty. Basically, straight out of the factory. You know, the body was good and everything, just the motor was screwed. You know, it wasn't long before the big end went. And once a lot of people knew about it, they stopped making that car with that motor. Because they couldn't sell it. Anyway, you can't believe ads anyway, can you? Hell, I remember when they advertised cigarettes. Beautiful flavor, beautiful taste. Actually, they were killing you. Now, I don't know where they make these Femons, but the quality control has gone right down the tubes, hasn't it? I mean, the older models are still running, they just don't look that good. And the newer models are nothing but filled with bugs and flaws. And they don't run all that well either. I think there should be a recall. Anyway, guys, don't believe the hype. Wait for a better model. Or just use your bicycle for short distances. Hey, I'm talking very cryptic here, you know. At least I think I am. Anyway, see you guys.